Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome. Shabbat Shalom. August 10th, 2013, 8 a.m. As you know, I love mornings. This is Watcher Ruth. This is my program, Here, There, and Everywhere. Talking about the unthinkable, weird, the lunatic fringe, the things that you don't want to talk about, the things that you don't even want to know but absolutely need to. Did you know that we have the global caliphate running our country? Yes, I do believe we do. I do. I just can't even speak the word. Today, the topic of today is head full of religion, but that global caliphate running on, you know, every part of the world knows this, but the United States of America, Americans don't know it. And I can tell you what, it's a scary thing. But anyway, because of that, I want to mention that I have contacted the co-producer of End Times in America. Her name is Christy Johnson. And I'm hoping to have a broadcast soon discussing some of the issues with Islam and the infiltration of Islam into America. And the reason why this is top priority on my mind is I saw a picture this morning of a human being who had their hands literally filleted because they had the audacity to open the Bible up in a Muslim country. And if you don't think that caliphate here, right here in the White House, ain't got that same plan for us, you better wake up. How about a little homework today? Sorry, I'm diverging from my regular track, but I need you to do some homework today. How about the Quran 282 and the Surah 282 and the Burqa 301.1? All right. God bless all those who call in the name of the Lord. For the time is short. I will cause strange demonstrations in the heavens and on the earth. Blood and fire and clouds of smoke. The sun will turn black and the moon will turn blood red before the awesome day of the Lord arrives. Yes. And there is no salvation. There is no salvation in any other name under heaven, in all of heaven. There is no other name for men to call upon to save them but Jesus Christ. I really enjoyed doing the radio program yesterday and my little conversation with my daddy God, celebrating the birthday of my son, who sits in his presence. He says that he is the true vine, and his father is the gardener, and that he lops off every branch that doesn't produce, and warns everyone to take care and live for him so that he can live in you. Because if the Comforter does not live in you, you cannot know him. Divine wisdom. Have you received divine wisdom from the Holy Spirit? Want to talk about it? Give me a call. My guest calling number It's 347-945-5170. Oh, by the way, I opened up a chat. Just not going to be in the chat, but I did open one up if you're interested. You know, I think that we have forgotten that you and I, you and I, according to the word of the testimony of the Lord Creator God, who holds the heavens in their place, who restricts the boundaries of the ocean and weighs the weight of the mountains, the Father and the vine and the great gardener, he has appointed you to go and produce lovely fruit always, so that no matter what you ask from him, that he may be able to give it to you. You know, if you don't have a relationship with your Father, Creator, God, Father, and King, Jehovah Jireh, God, the Provider, and know him in a way that he knows you, I'm afraid you are kidding yourself about knowing him. Because unless you have allowed the Holy Spirit to come into you, it's not going to happen. You have to ask. You have to be submissive. You have to lose unbelief and take on faith for what is not seen. And God demands it. He makes certain demands. And he makes certain commandments. Don't be thrown away like a withered branch, gathered into a pile with all the others and burned. But the Father, God, Creator God says, stay in me and obey all my commandments, that you may ask any request and it may be granted. For I have loved you as the Father has loved me, so live within my love. And I also demand that you love each other as much as I have loved you. And when a person lays down his life for his friends, that's the greatest love that can be shown. And you are my friends who obey me. I demand that you love each other. The world would love you if you belong to it, but you don't. I chose you to come out of the world, so come out of the world. Allow the Comforter to come. I will send you the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, the source of all truth. He will come to you from the Father and will tell you all about me. And I will leave an intrinsic knowledge in each and every one of you so that you will not have an excuse, because you've been with me from the beginning. Where there is deliverance from judgment. And let me warn you that the prince of this world has already been judged. And the world in its sin, of unbelief, it's been judged. But if you allow the Comforter to come in, the Messiah of the resurrection, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and turn from sin, return to God and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for forgiveness of your sin, then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. These words have been said. Have you not read in the scriptures? Have you not read? The prophets have said. King David quoted Jeremiah as saying, I know the Lord is always with me. He is helping me. God's mighty power supports me. Literally. Yes. He supports and upholds me. The Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the mighty man of miracles, the God-man that walked on earth, who lowered himself to take a vesture of humanity, spoken of long ago, predicted long ago by the Holy Spirit speaking through King David, spoken of long ago. Yes. And it's coming. Assembly of men. Go directly to the Holy Father and ask him if he will give you what you're asking for. Ask him for the Holy Spirit. Ask him for the truth. Because Jesus Christ has gone back to the Father so that he can leave the Counselor with you. And you need to start now. If you haven't tried this before, begin now. Ask using my name and you will receive. And your cup of joy will run over. Then you will be present with your petitions over my signature. Then you can present your petitions over my signature and you won't need, and I won't need to ask the Father to grant you these requests. Yes, I came from the Father into the world, and I will leave the world and return to the Father. And soon to return. And remember the work. And remember the life. That you have been kept safe within the family of God. He has guarded you so that not one would perish except the son of hell, the son of perdition, Apollyon, Abaddon, Lucifer, Satan, the Antichrist. Predestinated and prejudged to die, to be burned from the inside out, as the scriptures foretold. And I am coming soon. And I have told many things while I was with you, so that you might be filled with joy. And I have given them to your commands. And the world hates them because they don't fit in with it, just as I don't. You are not of this world, but temporary earth dwellers. And the King and the Creator and the Author of life, who sits at the right hand, demonstrating that he indeed has taken his blood to the holy seat of God to prove the inheritance to the Father in the death, so that you may receive your inheritance, ye who are his children, and call on his name every day, ones who he knows, because the Holy Spirit has entered in, because a person has asked with a contrite heart, bent knees, the cardio knower knows. I have given them all of your commandments, and I am not asking you to take them out of the world. No. No, God. I'm not asking you to take them out. I'm only asking you to keep them safe from Satan's power. Because they're not part of this world anymore than I am. But Father, Father God, Holy Spirit, teaching them your words of truth. As you sent me into the world, I am sending them into the world. And I consecrate myself to meet their need for growth in truth and in holiness. I am not praying for these alone, but I am also for the future believers who will come to me because of the testimony I have given them, the glory that you gave me. And I want to give them the unity of being one, as we are one. And I in them, as you are in me, they're all perfected, so that the world will know that you have sent me, and they all understand. And you love them as much as you loved me. You've given them to me. And I know they see my glory. You gave me the glory because you loved me before the world began, Father. Righteous and holy words, living and alive, proved in many ways, reality and lunatic fringe, thinking and talking about the kingdom of God and the Holy Spirit that came upon them in fulfillment of the Father's promise, a matter that he had previously discussed with them. John baptized you with water, but he reminded them that they will be blessed and baptized in the Holy Spirit. Yes, in just a few days, he has set us as an independent nation in restoration. And the Father has set dates, and they are not known, but only by the Holy Spirit who knows. And he has left it to testify and to great effect to all of the people. And after he gave the testimony, he arose and went into the sky, disappeared into a cloud, leaving all standing and staring. And suddenly, two white-robed men were standing among them. And they looked, and all the men standing there, and they said to them, "Men of Galilee, Why are you standing here, staring at the sky? Jesus has just gone away to heaven, and someday, just as he went, he will return. And they were at the Mount of Olives when this happened, and now they walked the half mile back to Jerusalem, and they held a prayer meeting in the upper room of the house where they were staying, and they were praying to great effect. And in the last days, God said, I will pour out my Holy Spirit upon all of mankind. And your sons and daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream many dreams. Yes. I'm sending the Holy Spirit, and it shall descend. It shall descend upon all of those who call on my name in the final days. And in the days in between, yes, those sons and daughters who prophesy, and even your young men who see visions, and your old men that will have dreams. Yes, the Holy Spirit shall come. It shall come upon all the servants of God, men and women alike, and they shall all prophesy. The God, the Creator God, the author of life, the beginning of the end, the Alpha and the Omega, will cause strange demonstrations in the heavens and on the earth. Blood and fire and clouds and smoke, and the sun shall turn black and the moon blood red before the awesome day of the Lord arrives. But anyone who asks for the Holy Spirit, anyone who asks quietly for the bone and marrow are divided by the Lord, for the heart that is the most wicked above all things is seen, the color of the heart is known by the Lord God, Creator God. And he says in Acts 2:21, anyone who asks for mercy from the Lord shall have it and shall be saved. So, listen, God publicly endorsed Jesus of Nazareth by doing tremendous miracles through him. King David quoted Jeremiah saying, I know the Lord is always with me. He's helping me. God's mighty power supports me. King David quoted Jesus saying, I know the Lord is always with me. He's always helping me. God's mighty power supports me. No wonder my heart is full of joy and my tongue always shouts with his praise, because I know in my soul, and I know you will never leave my soul in hell, nor let my body decay in hell. I know that my joy shouts with your praise, and God's mighty power supports me, that you will not leave me. You will give me back my life. And you will give me wonderful joy in your presence. This tomb will turn back ashes to ashes, dust to dust. We're looking into the future. And we are predicting. Each one of you must turn from sin and return to God. Each one of you must be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and then you shall receive this gift of the Holy Spirit. For Christ promised it to each and every one of us who are called by the God, Jehovah Jireh, the provider God, providing the blood. And he promised a future, a hope, a future for all of those who believed and were baptized in his name. And all of those who gave their life, their mind, their works, their belief, walking by not the flesh, not by the works of man, not by the construct of the matrix. No, because they are the ones who killed the author of life, but God brought him back again. Jesus' name has healed all. Faith in Jesus' name has given us life and has caused a perfect healing in our hearts. And he remains in heaven until the final recovery of all things from sin that was prophesied from ancient times, even before Moses. Yes, it says in Acts 3:22, for instance, said Moses long ago, that the Lord God will raise up a prophet from among you who will resemble me. So listen carefully to everything he tells you. Anyone who will not listen to him shall utterly be destroyed, literally destroyed from among the people. Samuel and every prophet since have spoken about what this is going to happen, even to this day. You are all the children of those prophets, and you are going to be included in God's promise. So listen to the prophets. Listen to the promises. And let God bless you and your ancestors through this promise made to Abraham. He sent Jesus first to meet man, to give them a word from God. Turn ye back away from sin. Yes, let the people know, let the world know that the man in the name of Jesus, the man from Nazareth, the Messiah man who was crucified, who was raised back to life. It's by his authority that you are healed. It is by his salvation and blood. And it is through his name alone and not by works. Because there is no salvation, Acts 4:12. There is no salvation in anyone else under all of heaven. There is no other name for man to call upon to be saved. So, don't ever stop talking about the wonderful things that Jesus Christ did. And let them lean not on their own understanding, but in all things turn toward the God, Creator, God of the universe, and seek him first in all things, and you will be glorified, and the Holy Spirit will give you everything in Jesus' name. God bless you. God permit me to come back tomorrow morning. Amen.